To turn in our Bibles to the 23rd chapter of the book of the Gospel of St. Luke. St. Luke's Gospel at chapter 23. I was struck greatly last night when I was doing my final Bible reading of the seven great truths that are here in these verses 33 to 36. What does it say? And the people stood beholding, and the rulers with them derided him, saying, he saved others, himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Notice verse 33 to 35. What do we notice there? The crucified Savior. Verse 33. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his garment and cast lots. The crucified Savior. May we see him today. We may look beyond the bread to the body, and beyond the wine to the blood, and may we see Jesus. He's the crucified Savior. But then we see the cruel soldiers and how cruel they were. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. The brutal, brutal soldiers who drove the nails through his hands and his feet, who crowned him with thorns in Pilate's judgment place, and who at the end of the day gambled on his very clothes. Cruel men. But before The day was over. Their captain, their centurion, look at verse 47. He bore testimony to the fact, surely this is a righteous man. But the next thing you see in this portion of scripture at verse 39 to 43, you have a converted sinner, a crucified Savior, cruel soldiers, but a converted sinner. And wasn't it a miracle? As you read the Bible, this man at the first joined with his partner in crime to curse the Lord. But something happened. And what happened? There was a superscription also written over him at verse 38 in Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews, the Word of God. And as that poor thief turned his head towards his partner, something came between them. The Word of God upon the cross. What is it that saved us? It's the Word of the living God. The conversion of the sinner. But there's something else here. There's a clouded sun here. Look at verse 44. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened. The sun was darkened. But something else is added to that. And that is the veil of the temple was rent. So when the sun darkened, the darkness in the temple was changed, because the great veil that hung between the holy place and the holiest of all was opened. And if you pass through there, what's in the holiest of all? There is the Ark of the Covenant. And in that Ark, there are 12 commandments. The first commandments written by God were broken when Moses cast them to the ground. But afterwards, they were put into the Ark, and they never were broken. They were preserved. In our hands, we broke the law. We were like Moses. But thank God, in the hands of Christ, for he is the Ark of the Covenant, they are safe and safe. So we have there the wonder of it in the Ark and the light. The clouded sun. And then you'll notice in verse 46, there is something else. There is the wonder and the glorious wonder of Christ. In verse 46, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, what a wonderful cry. That was the cry of Christ on the cross. He cried, and there were 7 times he cried upon the cross, and his work was perfect. 7 is the number of perfection. And thank God his cross was perfect. But there's one last thing I want to say. And that is about the old thief on the cross. Look at verse 43. Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. So there we have the cross is the tree to heaven.
Hallelujah.
And the way to heaven. It's the key to paradise. Wonderful is crucified Savior. The cruel soldiers. The converted sinner. The clouded sun. The cross. Either shame or glory. And to us the cross is the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And then last of all, the cross is the key to paradise. And that when you get to heaven, there's one hymn you're going to sing. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart rolled away.
Hallelujah.
It was there by faith. I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Some brother will thank God for the broken body.
Hallelujah.
Of the blessed Son of God.